Hey guys, happy Monday. It's been a little while. Apologize, been pretty busy. A couple of things I could talk about today is my Chevy Volt. I get a lot of questions about my car, about how it is and what I think. I've had this car for 5 years now. Bought it in 2013. And it has 112,000 miles. I haven't had any issues with the car whatsoever. When I purchased the car back in 2013, it had 38 miles of range. Today, when I charge my car, I still get 38 miles of range. So that's pretty amazing, the fact that GM has done a phenomenal job. This was North American Car of the Year back in 2012 when it came out. And this really was a groundbreaking car in terms of a car that you can plug in that give you 38 miles. On top of that, the electric motor with 8 gallons will get you another about 300. So you're looking at about 338 miles that you can get if you're driving your car. And I really strongly recommend the car. The purchase car that I purchased back in 2013 was much more expensive. It was top of the line. It was about $47,000. But you get the rebate of State California, $2,500. Every state's different. And then $7,500 on tax credit as well. So great car. I strongly recommend it. The newer models have a range of 50 miles and it's much cheaper. They dropped the car from 47 top of the line to, I believe, 36. So they've taken away a lot of nicer materials, but the car for that price with the tax benefits, you're looking at a car for less than $30,000, and the quality is exceptional, I can say, for the newer ones, for the ones that I purchased in 2013. I really a big fan of that. And another thing I want to talk about is the Apple Watch. Apple Watch, I get a lot of questions about my watch. And how is it? Does it work well? I had Series 1. I paid about $900 on it. It didn't work very well. It was very slow and sluggy. But I purchased the Series 3 and with the LTE, which is $10 a month. But I am very happy with it. It looks great. I have 6-7 different bands. You can go on Amazon and buy the bands for $10 to $12 instead of paying retail at Apple for $50 for the same, essentially the same thing. Maybe the quality is a little bit better on Apple, but you can't really not notice be different between the two, buying something on Amazon for a third party. Yeah, it's great. It has GPS. It's very fast, and it can work independently of your phones, which is kind of nice. Sometimes you might have your phone in your room or whatnot or some other place, and your phone, you'll still get text messages and whatnot. So I do recommend the Series 3 watch. I think it's great. They finally have worked out the kinks in it. And it's waterproof as well, which was kind of annoying on the Series 1. It was not waterproof, and I was traveling to Hawaii and different places. I couldn't use my watch. But this watch has all that. So I'm a strong fan and proponent of the Series 3 watch. I actually have the stainless steel, which is a little more pricier. But you can go with the matte black or gray or silver, which is a lot cheaper for, I think, $299. I strongly recommend the LTE option. You can always turn that off if you decide you don't want it, but it's good to have that option. That's two things I'm passionate about that I'm a big fan about. I can say I'm really into technology and gadgets, but I strongly recommend the Chevy Volt, and I strongly recommend the Series 3 iWatch. If you're looking for a digital watch, I think it's the best watch out there, and it syncs to your Apple phone, which is pretty much, you have no other options in terms of that. But yeah, I just want to give you feedback on that. Another thing is that Brothers Barbecue in K-Town, another thing that I'm really passionate about. I went yesterday with my future mother-in-law and my fiance. Phenomenal place, $50 for all you can eat, premium meat. Probably one of the meat is on par with all the top barbecue places in Koreatown, which is very expensive. For one order, it'd be like $42. You can get all limited amount of eating for $50. And it's Brothers Barbecue Restaurant. It's in Koreatown. You can Yelp them or Google them, and they are on 6th Street. So that's something I strongly recommend. I believe they have a late happy hour as well. It goes from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. for alcohol or something like that. But the food is phenomenal. Living in Koreatown for 12 years. This is something that I've checked out tons of barbecue places, but I think this place is here to stay, and strongly recommend you going out and check out Brothers Barbecue on 6th Street.
All right, guys, have a great week. And I guess the word of this week, I would say, is gratitude. And I'm so appreciative. It's really good to really wake up in the morning and think about what you were grateful for. And that's pretty much some advice that I've gotten in the past. And it's grateful for my faith. And I'm grateful for my family and my fiance. And I'm grateful for my profession that I'm able to help people as well. So something to think about this coming week. Maybe you want to every morning think about three things that you're grateful for. All right, I'm signing off. Have a great Monday.